It's the Currency Brief by OFX on Money FM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. Time now for our weekly segment with OFX, where we take in your questions and speak to an OF expert.
That's right. Last week, OFX provided some tips on how to maximize profits when running a cross-border e-commerce business, and particularly multi-currency accounts caught a lot of interest.
Yeah, we're going to try and take a deeper dive into that this week. And helping us out is Sean Wee, Head of Singapore at OFX. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good.
All right, first question in, Sean. Interesting one. So this listener says that he or she's new to the e-commerce operation, and they're asking if you can summarize how funds flow in a typical cross-border e-com operation model.
Definitely. So in an online purchase, the payments part of the transaction is one off. It's not the most important piece that's crucial whether the sale is completed. E-commerce businesses selling via their own channels will have to work with the payments gateway service provider to have the capability to offer one or more payment options on the website. Right? At the very least, the website should offer payment option via credit card or debit card. Those who sell through online marketplaces like Amazon may have this part of the process entirely handled by the marketplace. So once payment is successful, the funds will be credited to the e-commerce marketplace like Amazon or to the payment gateway. They will then transfer the sales proceeds to the e-commerce seller at a pre-agreed time. So for example, Amazon pays sellers every 2 weeks for sales made in the 2 weeks prior. In a cross-border e-commerce model, there is added complexity because the sales is usually completed in a foreign currency. Singapore sellers who want to keep it simple will have all their foreign currency receipts transferred into their Sing Dollar account, but this is usually the most expensive solution since they do not know or they don't decide on what foreign exchange rates are being used. Those that wish to receive the sales revenue in the foreign currency might find themselves needing to open up international bank accounts, which can prove to be very difficult. So imagine if you are selling into both the US market and the UK market, which you then need to set up a bank account both in the US and in Europe. And if you do get to that stage, imagine the hassle when you've got two different internet banking platforms and need to manage the accounts. So yeah, typically funds flow from the customers to the payment gateway or marketplaces and then to the e-commerce businesses.
Sean, this next question then ties in quite nicely. How can OFX's global currency account help to make this process more manageable and cost less?
Sure, Ryan. So imagine you as an e-commerce business can have a bank account in the US, another one in the UK, another one in Europe. And instead of having three different internet banking, you only need one and can access the account balances through a single dashboard. OFX Global Currency Account Solution provides this capability. We can issue e-commerce sellers local currency accounts in each country you sell in, allowing you to receive sales revenue from global marketplaces like Amazon in 7 currencies, right? And just to be specific, right, these currencies include the US dollars, Canadian dollars, euros, pounds, Aussie dollars, Hong Kong dollars, and lastly, the Sing dollars. So you can hold the funds in foreign currency, convert and transfer between the accounts, or pay out to other business vendors. This is a zero-cost solution for you because you won't be charged a fee when receiving payments. So that's good for you, right? You don't need to maintain a minimum balance, and there is no cost for holding the funds in the accounts. E-commerce sellers can attain transparent, competitive exchange rates. That's really important because you need to then pay out to your suppliers. Right, you then need to pay out to your vendors. You then need to transfer the funds back to your own home currency account. And lastly, the accounts can be synchronized with the Xero accounting software. This is a very critical part of the business process whereby you then need to reconcile your bank accounts and whatever funds that you have in your business. So your accounting can be made easier as well with this.
All right, we're on the line this morning with Sean Wee, Head of Singapore at OFX. We're trying to answer some of the questions that you've sent in to us. Sean, here's another one. My local bank also offers a multi-currency account. What is the difference there?
Yeah, and I usually get this question as well, because a multi-currency account with a bank in Singapore will allow you to receive and manage foreign currencies.
Right.
So if you're using it for receiving B2B payments against business invoices, then that's fine. Besides the cost of owning and maintaining these accounts, keep in mind that these accounts are held in Singapore, and they are different from international bank accounts, which are in the country of the currency. Okay. For example, US dollar sitting in the US or pound account issued out from the UK. E-commerce marketplaces like Amazon only allow you to withdraw your sales proceeds to local accounts. So if you are a Singapore seller selling in Amazon US so that you can get reached to a bigger market, you can opt to receive your payout to a bank here in Sing dollars, but not to a US dollar account held in Singapore. Some payment gateways have similar rules as well, so it's always best to find out what those are for the payment gateway you're using.
Yeah, Sean, with what you mentioned, how does this compare with handling payments through a payment gateway?
The primary purpose for needing to engage with a payment gateway is usually different from the need to set up international bank accounts. I mean, you'll need to accept credit card payments on the website, and that's where a payment gateway comes in. And you may want to have international bank accounts to receive in-country payments. Right. So let me point out three main differences between these two services. So first and foremost is cost. Right. That's top of the mind for all businesses. Payment gateways can charge up to 4% currency conversion margin plus fees. So that's quite high compared with what we usually charge. The second difference is payout flexibility. So with OFX's global currency account, you can hold funds or make outward payments to vendors or transfer these funds back to your company's bank accounts. Payment gateways usually can only send funds back to your own bank account. Right. And lastly, we give you access to corporate FX solutions. So since OFX, we are payment and FX specialists, Edward and Mark has touched on OFX's hedging solutions in previous weeks. These can be useful to an international e-commerce seller, helping to manage the FX exposure in the volatile times.
Sean, you know, this last question, and we've conversed so many times, I feel like I want to answer this question for you, but I bet you get it very often. How secure is OFX?
Yeah, right. I've spoken to you so many times already as well. OFX has been in business for over 20 years. You know, we are listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. We have offices around the world and have helped over 1 million clients to transfer more than $150 billion. So that's quite a lot. Mm-hmm. We are licensed. We are stringently monitored by over 50 regulators around the world, including MAS here in Singapore. So yes, you know, to keep the long answer short, we are secure. We've got systems to safeguard our applications as well as our customers' funds.
Yeah, but you know, to be fair, everyone always wants that layer of assurance, and that's exactly what OFX can offer. Been speaking with Sean Wee, head of Singapore at OFX. Sean, appreciate your time. Take care.
Thanks, Elliot and Ryan. Take care.
Now, if all of that sounds great and you're wondering how to apply, simple. Visit OFX.com.
And if you have a question for an OFX currency expert next Wednesday, do send it in to us via WhatsApp with a question and name at 8855-0893.
Yeah, if you're making or receiving global payments and you want to make an informed decision, talk to an OF expert. Because with OFX, you can feel confident you're getting expert support and great exchange rates.
Visit ofx.com/save to schedule a demo or request for FX consultation.
It's the Currency Brief by OFX on Money FM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.